through him personally. Yours truly. This kind donor I have never seen, yet God leads him thus to help us. September 3rd, I received £2.10 with the following letter. Dear sir, as Mr. D's young man had an accident with his horse about 5 weeks ago, which was almost rendered unfit for work, he was reading how the Lord had blessed Mr. Mueller in his work, and he resolved to give £5 if the horse was restored, as a token of his gratitude to God for answering prayer for the speedy recovery of the horse, in order to show all the believing family of God that there is no matter too small to take to him, especially if done in faith. We have a female orphanage here, so my husband has divided the sum. I enclose a check for £2.10 to you, and I have sent the same amount to the orphanage here. I am yours in the Lord. September 16th, from Dudley £1 with the following letter. At Christmas last, we wrote off as hopelessly bad a debt which had been due since 1878. Since then, we have had some faint hopes of getting the money, and said if ever we do get it, we will send £1 for the orphanage. A few days ago, we received a check for the amount, and now enclosed post office order for £1. October 21st, from a former orphan and his wife, who have now 3 orphan boys as apprentice in their home, £4, with the following letter. Dear and honored sir, I desire to acknowledge with thanks the receipt of the second half of premium on account of CB. You will be pleased to hear he is getting on very nicely with his trade, and his behavior is all we could desire. The same can be said about JD. He confesses his faith in Lord Jesus Christ, in whom also J.D. is rejoicing. As regards ourselves, we daily continue to pray, as we have done for many years, for the blessing on dear orphan work and those engaged in it. We greatly rejoice in its continued prosperity, as well becomes us who have received such inestimable spiritual and temporal blessings through its instrumentality. Will you please use £3.10 of the enclosed for the support of one orphan for 3 months, and the remaining 10 shillings for foreign missions, and accept with it the grateful love of 2 former orphans. October 25th, as a legacy of late J.J.O. Esquire, £500. November 1st, received £200 as the legacy of the late Miss E.W. November 5th, received £200 as the legacy of the late Miss M.W.A. November 15th. From Exus, £1 as a thank offering for freedom for 2 years from severe suffering. December 22nd, received £5 with the following letter. Dear sir, last Christmas when I sent you 10 shillings for the orphans, I had a yearling calf that was very ill and not worth more than 5 shillings. I made up my mind that if it recovered, though I did not think that possible, I would send you half its value next Christmas, and therefore have the pleasure of sending you a check for £5 for the orphans. December 23rd, from near London, £290 with £10 for myself. 1881, January 1st, received 10 shillings, being 1/4 dime per pair for 480 pairs of boots mended during the year. Past year, February 18th, from the Isle of Wight, £53, 18 shillings for the support of 4 orphans for 1 year. March 3rd, as the 5th and final installment of a legacy of the late G.W. Esquire, £200. March 29th, legacy of the late G.B. Esquire, £450. May 7th, received the following letter with £13. My dear sir, I have much pleasure in enclosing a check for £13 for the support of 1 orphan for 1 year. In reading your reports from year to year, I am particularly struck by observing how the Lord provides for you in such a wonderful manner and during such depressing times as we have been and are now passing through, that He may still provide and give you faith to trust Him at all times and under every circumstances is the desire of yours sincerely. How does it come that during these depressing times we are provided for? Because we do not look at them, nor trust in friends, but depend wholly upon God. This is the secret whereby year after year for 47 years we have been helped. Continually we ourselves feel the effects of the depressing times. This morning, for instance, while I was in writing this, the income for today and yesterday amount only to £28, but the average expense for 2 days is £248. Often, the income for 1 day is only £10 or £15, sometimes even less than £10, and yet our average expenditure for a single day is £124. If, under these circumstances, we were not looking to God alone, we should soon be overwhelmed with difficulty. But, as my God's grace, we are steadfastly keeping our eyes upon Him and are expecting help from Him only. Our hearts, year after year, are kept in peace under the most trying and difficult circumstances, and He has never suffered us to be confounded. Thus, we were brought to the close of another year, during which we were enabled to meet all the expenses for the orphans, though they amounted to £26,340, 8 shillings, 5.5 times. May 26, 1881 to May 26, 1882. On May 27, 1880, we began the new fiscal year with £10,009, 16 shillings, 4.5 times in hand. But on May 27, 1881, we had only £2,922, 12 shillings, 9.25 dimes to begin with. On the very first day of the new period, May 27, 1881, we received from a donor in one of the Midland counties £50. May 30th, received £100 with the following letter. My dear sir, it has been a matter of much regret with me that I have not been able, of late years, to send you any contribution to your good work. But circumstances have not allowed me to do so. Some years ago, my wife and myself resolved that, if some shares we held advanced to a certain price and were sold, we would then send you £100. Last week they were disposed of at the exact price, and we are truly thankful to God that we are enabled to send you the enclosed £100. Please enroll it in your list of givers for Christ's sake from Shrewsbury for the Orphan Fund. Believe me, very truly yours. June the 11th, balance of legacy of the late T.H. Esquire, £142, 4 dimes. June 15th, receive £50 with the following letter. Dear sir, I enclose a bank note for £50. It is in memory of the late M.W., and by her dying request that her surviving sisters send this sum toward your great work. I am, dear sir, yours very truly. July 23rd, receive £3 with the following letter. Dear sir, I enclose you £3, sent to you by my former church clerk of Queensland, Australia. He is only a laboring shepherd, yet so great is his appreciation for your beloved work for orphans that he hopes to send you £3 a year for them. I do not think you receive any more devoted offering to your work, for he has only just what he earns for the maintenance of himself and family. August 22nd. Part of the legacy of the late G.J. Esquire, £1,000. This is the result of much prayer. September 6th, received from Westmoreland, £100, when our funds were very low. September 9th, God helped us in our time of need. Above £300 came in from September 6th to September 9th, inclusive. September 22nd, from Yorkshire, £200, September 27th. From the neighborhood of Stone House, Gloucestershire, Colchestershire, £100 with £5 for myself. October 19th, although we have this day nothing at all in hand for the school, Bible, missionary, and tract fund, yet we are still provided with some means for the orphans. Though more than 2 months since, there was only enough in hand to meet the average expenses of 4.5 days. God has graciously, as the result of our daily believing supplication for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ, helped us, and He will do so further, though we know not how the help will come. November 3rd, legacy of the late W.R.L. Esquire, £200. November 16th, from the National Providence Bank of England, Bath, £100 with the following letter. Dear sir, enclosed, we hand you, under direction of a client of ours, being unable to disclose name, draft for £100, kindly forward received in due course. This donation of £100 came to hand when the balance for the orphans was reduced to £108.15 9¼ dimes. That is, the amount in hand was not quite enough to meet the average expenses of 1.5 days for the orphans. The total of the expenses for the orphans alone in the previous year from May 26, 1880 to May 26, 1881 had been £26,703.10½ dimes. Therefore, the average expenses of 1 day was £73.07.7 dimes. You will kindly place yourself in our position, dear reader. What do we do under such circumstances? We only speak to our Heavenly Father, in order that by the answers which we receive from Him, we may encourage the hearts of His children increasingly to go to Him in all their need, and that thus their faith may be strengthened, and in order that those who know not God may see what a blessed thing it is to have a Father in heaven. We do not send out advertisements. We say we are so poor that we do not call on our rich Christian friends for help. We do not speak at all to persons outside of the work about our need, but we betake ourselves only to our universal remedy for all difficulties, trials, and necessities, viz., prayer and faith. November 24th, from a Christian gentleman and lady, £162.16 for the support of 12 orphans for 1 year, with £10.10 for my own personal expenses. December 6th. A thanksgiving on the occasion of a silver wedding, £90 of £10 for myself, December 10th. From Paternoster Row, £100, December 20th. From near London, £290 of £10 for myself. From a person in an almshouse who lives upon 3 shillings 6 dimes per week and who sends 1 penny out of every 3 shillings 6 dimes, which he receives 5 shillings 6 dimes. See how even the poor seek to help in this work, as well as the rich? But we desire to receive every donation as coming from God in answer to prayer. 1882, January 4th, from Yorkshire, £200, February 18th, from Bath, £100. The balance for the orphans when this donation was received had been reduced to a little above £100, viz. Only enough for the average expenses of 1½ days. On the same day came in £5 with the following letter. Dear Mr. Wright, I have been pressed in spirit for a day or two to send you the enclosed for the orphans, which please take as from a steward who desires to be found faithful. February 26th, the balance in hand today for the orphans is £97.10.7½ dimes, viz. £24 more than the average expenses of one single day, March 2nd. Our position now regarding the orphan work is praying day by day, give us this day our daily bread. For a considerable time we have had day by day to look to the Lord for the supply of our daily wants. But God has helped us thus far. March 4th. Legacy of the late Mrs. C. £156.08.6 dimes. March 9th. From Maidenhead, £60. March 17th. Legacy of the late Mr. G. F. £200. Many of the legacies have come in just when we were in great need. Thus it has been in particular regarding the last 3 legacies just mentioned. March 25th. From a Scotch donor, then staying in London, £100. When this donation was received, the balance of the orphan fund was quite exhausted. Received also from Sutherland, £5, and from Liverpool, from an old New Yorker, £5. March 26th. The balance in hand today is £32.15.3¾ dimes, viz. Not 1/2 of the average expenses for a single day. March 29th. Instead of insuring stock, £5. From the Isle of Wight, £53.18 for the support of 4 orphans for 1 year. April 17th. From one of the Midland counties, £80, which came in at a time of great need. April 20th. When in the greatest need, we received from Edinburgh £100 with this statement, the enclosed was intended as a legacy, but I have sent it in my lifetime. April 26th. From H.B., £100. From the late A.B., one of the Christian orphans who for nearly 30 years has walked in the way of God, £5. May 24th. From Manchester, £55. May 26th. from Scotland, 65 pounds, 6 shillings, 8 dimes. The expenditure for the orphans from May 26, 1881 to May 26, 1882 was 22,840 pounds, 8 shillings, 1 half dime. May 26, 1882 to May 26, 1883. Our position with regard to funds for the support of the orphans was very trying during this year, and looking at things naturally, it seemed impossible that we should be able to continue to carry on an institution like that of 5 orphan houses on Ashley Downs, where day by day about 2,100 persons sit down to their meals, and where the expenses of many thousands of pounds, besides those for food, have year after year to be met, without applying to any human being for a single sovereign. See page 481. We grant that, according to appearances, all was dark, and that there was no natural prospect of help. But we knew God. We did not merely say that we knew Him, but verily we did know Him. We did not merely say that we trusted in Him, but we did so in reality. And thus it has come that we have been helped, as it is written, "They that know Thy name will put their trust in Thee. For Thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek Thee." Psalms 9:10. We stayed ourselves upon God, and at the beginning of the new physical year, encouraged ourselves in Him. We were assured that help would come, though we knew not how, and that God, who raised up this orphan establishment at the first, who supported it while it was small and under many difficulties, who enlarged the work, and who supported it simply through prayer and faith for so many years, would do this again. On the very first day of the new period, encouraged ourselves in Him. We were assured that help would come, but we knew not how, and that God, who raised up this orphan establishment at the first, would support it. On the very first day of the new period, May 27, 1882, a dear Christian donor in L. County, United States, an entire stranger to us, sent 20 pounds. By this, God would say, "Only believe, only trust in me. I have the hearts of all at my disposal. The gold and the silver belong to me." May 29th. We received from Manchester 50 pounds. May 31st. From Grahamstown, 13 pounds, 10 shillings, 6 dimes. June 3rd. From Woolton under Edge, 500 pounds. A glorious deliverance, see, was this donation, and a previous earnestness of what God would do further for us. This donation came from a Christian gentleman who, though for very many years a donor to the institution, is not personally known to us, and who had never given so large a sum before. This made the hand of God all the more manifest. June 6th. Legacy of the late Mrs. M.F., 500 pounds, June 23rd. Legacy of the late R.W. Esquire, 1,000 pounds, 3% reduced bank annuities, less duty and brokerage fee. By these and very many similar sums within the first month, from May 27th to June 26th, inclusive, 2,874 pounds, 10 shillings, 5 dimes, for the support of the orphans was received. By this, the reader will see that we did not wait upon the Lord in vain, nor rely upon Him to no purpose. June 27th. From a Bristol donor, 100 pounds, June 30th. From Liverpool, from a former orphan, who is the commander of a large merchant vessel, 13 pounds. July 5th, from Yorkshire, 200 pounds. From Torquay, 81 pounds, 18 shillings, 9 dimes, July 10th. From donors, on their wedding day, 5 pounds, July 15th. From a donor on his wedding day, 2 pounds, 3 shillings, 10 dimes. From Sussex, 49 pounds, 10 shillings, July 25th. From Stapleton, 100 pounds. From Brumley, 50 pounds, July 26th. From a Bristol donor, 100 pounds, July 27th. Last evening, our balance in hand for the support of the orphans was 172 pounds, 10 shillings, 7 dimes. And the total income for them during the first 2 months of the present period, from May 26 to July 26 inclusive, has been £4,602.08 1d. August 2nd, legacy of the late Miss L, £100. August 9th, from Clufton, £50.13 4d for the support of 4 orphans for 1 year. August the 11th, from Westmoreland, £100. August 14th, from Wotton Under Edge, £100 from the same gentleman who had only on June 3rd given £500. August 23rd, from Clufton, £50. August 25th, by legacy of the late Mr. W.C., £123.14 7d. September the 11th, legacy of the late J.E. Esquire, £618.4 2d. September 16th, from Manchester, a gold ring set with a diamond, a gold pencil case, a gold Albert chain, and a silver locket and chain. September 25th, as legacy of the late Mr. J.M., £150. August 4th, from Tunbridge Wells, £5, as part of an anticipatory thank offering for health to be restored. October 17th, as the legacy of the late Mr. C.J.K., £500. October 21st, received from Wotton Under Edge, £1,000, £100 of the sum being for myself. The kind Christian donor is personally unknown to me, though for very many years he has from time to time sent us donations. During the present year, we have already sent £100 and £500, making with this donation up to October 21st, 1882, altogether £1,600. On the same day, there was received from Manchester £100 from a Christian gentleman who for very many years has helped us considerably. October 25th, from the neighborhood of Manchester, £200 with £5 for myself. October 30th, from Edinburgh, £100. November 1st, as the legacy of the late Miss E.R. of Bath, £300. November 3rd, from Clifton, £50. From a Christian lady who, for many years, manifested much interest about the orphans, and who since then has been called to her heavenly home, now to reap as she has been sowing. November 8th, from Sussex, £150, November 27th, received £50 with the following letter. I began business 20 years ago in a very small way, and have been prospered above all my expectations. I have been giving 10% of my income to the Lord, mainly through reading Mr. Mueller's narrative. At the beginning of this year, I resolved that all I should make over and above the requirements of my family and household expenses on a certain enterprise I would give to the Lord's work, and though my books will not be made up until the 31st December, I can see I shall have a good surplus, and therefore it is that I now send you the enclosed. November 28th, from Wales, £75 with £25 for myself, from a Christian gentleman who gives systematically and regularly, and that very largely, just as the Lord is pleased to prosper him in his very large business. December 5th, from Yorkshire, £200. December 23rd, from near London, £290, with £10 for myself. December 30th, received £105. 1883, January 1st, received £13.08 with the following letter. My dear sir, I have much pleasure in sending you, as usual, the contents of our orphan box, and also because of what we have seen of the excellency of the training in your institution, in the servants we have, I add to the contents of the box enough to support one orphan. January 3rd, a gentleman who asked a question whether we were in need of funds, when £100 was very kindly sent by him for the institution. This question was not answered because we speak only to God about these matters. And now today, this gentleman sent us £1,000 for the orphans. January 24th. From Edgbaston, £200. January 27th. From Dublin, £100 with the following letter. Dear Sir, on the 25th November last, I sent you £50 and gave an account of how it came about that I was so increased my usual donation. I find now, having made up my books to the end of the year, that I have a much greater surplus than I had expected, and have a difficulty in deciding as to how to dispose of it. I, however, have no hesitation in sending to you the first and largest installment, as it was by reading your narrative I first learned that it was my duty to give proportionately and stately of my income to the Lord's work. Please find enclosed first half note for £100, and unless you otherwise wish, I desire to go for the support of the orphans. January 27th, received £152 for the support of 12 orphans for 1 year, together with £10, 10 shillings for myself. February 15th, received £2, part of a thanks offering for the conversion of my only remaining son. March 28th, from Maidstone, £78.10. March 31st, instead of buying a gold watch, £25. May the Lord abundantly recompense the donor for this act of self-denial, and may he continue thus to live for God. April 7th, legacy of the late Mrs. A.K., £200. April 10th, from Lancashire, £300. From Yorkshire, £200. April 13th, from one of the Midland counties, £70. From Serbia, £100. April 16th, legacy of the late A.W. Esquire, £500. The gentleman who left this legacy, as in so many cases, was an entire stranger to us. April 17th, from Whatnunder Edge, £100. The same Christian gentleman who had sent us already £100, £500, and £1,000 during this period, kindly added this other donation to his former ones. April 18th, from a Bristol donor, £60 for the support of 5 orphan girls for 1 year, and £40 for the support of 3 orphan boys. April 20th, legacy of the late Mr. J.O., £1,000. May 26th, the Lord was graciously pleased to help us, not only to meet all the expenses connected with the orphan institution, though they amounted altogether to £26,693, 12 shillings, 10 and a quarter dimes, but also to close the year with £2,266, 19 shillings, 7 and a quarter dimes in hand. We praise and magnify him for this kindness. May 26, 1883 to May 26, 1884. May 30th, from South Australia, £53, June 2nd. From Philadelphia, £40, 19 shillings, 8 dimes. July 10th, from the neighborhood of Manchester, £200. July 19th, with Matthew 19, 13 through 15, £100. August 17th, the balance was today reduced to £111, but the Lord sent in £239. August 18th, having paid out yesterday and this morning, £365, 17 shillings, 5 dimes, for the orphans, and having only received £26 this morning, our balance was reduced this afternoon to £10, 2 shillings, 7 dimes. Think of this, dear reader. Day by day, about 2,100 persons have to be provided for in the orphan institution, and £10, 2 shillings, 7 dimes was all that was in hand to do this. You see that we are just in the same position in which we were 46 years since as to funds. God is our banker. In him we trust, and on him we draw by faith. This was Saturday. In the evening, £30 was received. On Monday, we received £129 further, but had to pay out £60. On Tuesday, we received £295, but had to pay out £180. August 20th, from Norfolk, £27, 6 shillings, for the support of 4 orphans for 6 months. August 21st, from Preston, £146, 8 shillings, 2 dimes. August 25th, from Whatnunder the Edge, £200, from a happy husband and father on his 15th wedding day, in token of thankfulness to the Father of us all, £10. September 27th, received £40, 9 shillings, 3 dimes, with the following letter from one of the former orphans. Dear and respected sir, I have very great pleasure in sending the enclosed check for £40, 9 shillings, 3 dimes from my brother-in-law, which he wishes to be taken for the orphans. With deep gratitude for all the kindness I received while in the dear orphan house, and kind remembrances to all the dear teachers who remember me, I remain yours respectfully and affectionately. October 8th, from South Australia, £20. October 29th, from MD, £100. November 2nd, in 41 coupons, £153, 14 shillings, 6 dimes, from a donor who has repeatedly helped us in a similar way. Receive £51.12 from one whose heart is in heaven. November 8th, from Cambridgeshire, £89.08 from Smyrna, £1. November 16th, from a friend in Burley, £50. November 26th, received £10 from Ale County, USA, with the following letter. Dear brother, this is a stormy morning. I was led to think how my Heavenly Father had taken care of every parcel I have sent to you these 3 years across the wide ocean, and what storms they have encountered, and my thoughts have been carried further back. It is about 44 years since first I prayed to God and shed tears over my sin, and I feel sure they are not lost nor forgotten by Him. Yours in the good work. November 28th, from Yorkshire, £200, from Breckenham, £20, and from Islington, £10.01, with £5 for myself. We had scarcely anything left for the orphans when these three donations were received. December 7th, from Mary Girls, Australia, £100. Day after day, for many days, our balance in hand for the orphans has been very small. Yesterday, when all expenses had been met, £34.14 remained in hand. This morning, £256.07.8 came in, so that we have £291.01.8. But the expenses of the day were so great that the last sovereign was called for, and we had nothing at all left. December the 8th. Today, £140.02.4 came in, but all was called for again, and thus we were continuing day by day, without any balance in hand, though helped day by day. In this state of things, we continued till December the 19th, when our balance was reduced to £7.04. I mention these particulars because some of my readers may suppose that our trials of faith with reference to means existed only 46 years ago. Ever since the commencement of the work, we have gone on in the same way and have acted on the principles on which the institution was first begun. See, therefore, Christian reader, how truly blessed it is to have a real trust in God, not only to say, I rely upon God, but in reality to do so. Our daily average expenses for the orphans alone amount to £73, and all we had left on December 19, 1883, amounted to £7.04, December 20th. From SS, £50. From the neighborhood of London, £190, December 24th. From two servants of the Lord Jesus, who, constrained by the love of Christ, seek to lay up treasure in heaven, £150, December 31st. The Lord has helped us through another year. Again and again, all our means for the support of the orphans were completely expended, so that not a single sovereign remained in hand. Yet the Lord has not allowed us to be confounded. Whenever our money was gone, He again appeared on our behalf. We ended the year with a balance of £572.15.5 in hand, and trusting in Him, we entered in peace upon the new year. 1884, January 1st, from Maidstone, £76.14.8. January 8th, a deposit certificate for £100 of the Liberator Permanent Benefit Building Society as a legacy of the late Mrs. SSD. January 9th, from one of the Midland counties, £60. January 19th, legacy of the late Mr. J.F.Y., £459.08.4. From Witten Under the Edge, £100. January 25th, legacy of the late G.S.G. Esquire, £500. February the 8th, legacy of the late T.N.S. Esquire, £100. February 26th, from Sussex, £189.17.8. March 6th, from Weston Super Mar, £60. March 11th, from one of the Midland counties, £50. March 13th, from Ventnor, £53.18 for the support of four orphans for 1 year. April 1st, from Yorkshire, £200. This kind donor, whom God has raised up for the institution within the last 8 years, has helped us again and again in a similar manner in our need without knowing it. April the 8th, from EF, two Argentine bonds of £100 each. April 16th, from one of the Midland counties, £70. April 19th, from one under the edge, £100. March 13th, from M. Howe, Central India, £300 and £100. May 15th. By sale of Dennis Gold, 41 pounds, May 17th. From St. Mary Church, 50 pounds. From Egg Baston, 200 pounds, May 21st. From Rockies, 104 pounds, 9 shillings, 6 dimes, May 26th. Through many times during our past financial year, all our money was gone. Yet the Lord continued and allowed us to see the close of the year as the result of continued believing prayer with a balance of 421 pounds, 16 shillings, 3 and 3 quarter dimes in hand for the orphans. The expenditure for the orphans from May 26, 1883 to May 26, 1884 was 24,586 pounds, 15 shillings, 7 and a half dimes. May 26, 1884 to May 26, 1885. The balance in hand was only enough to last 6 days for the average expenditure for the support of the orphans, though sometimes we pay away more than double the amount in one day. There was, therefore, again, much need to stay ourselves upon God in order that our hearts might be in peace. This, however, by His grace, we were able to do. Legacy of 11,034 pounds, prayed out of Chancery. June 7th, legacy of the late G.J. Esquire, 11,034 pounds, 6 shillings. This is the largest amount I have ever received at one time. This legacy has been about 6 years in Chancery, and year after year its payment was expected, but remained unsettled by the Chancery Court. I kept on praying, however, and for 6 years prayed day by day that the money might be paid, believing that God in His own time, which is always the best, will help at last. For many legacies in Chancery I had prayed out of the court, and the money was eventually paid. In the present case, too, after faith and patience had been sufficiently exercised, God granted this request likewise. In addition to the 11,034 pounds, 6 shillings paid on June 7, 1884, 1,000 pounds as part of this legacy had by the court been paid to me a long time before. The following points are also further to be noticed regarding the payment of this legacy. Number 1. When the money was paid, our balance in hand was only 41 pounds, 10 shillings, a very little more than one half of the average expenses for the orphans for one day. How kind it was, therefore, of our Lord to give us this money when He did. Number 2. There was before us sanitary improvements to be carried out, which we were strongly advised to adopt, as within the last 10 years so much scientific progress has been made in references to sanitary operations connected with dwelling houses, etc. It was therefore so kind of the Lord to give us the means to meet expenses which would amount to upwards of 2,000 pounds. A former orphan becomes a missionary. June the 11th, received from one of the former orphans the following letter, with 1 pound, 1 shilling. Dear Sir, enclosed you will find post office order for 1 pound, 1 shilling, being the contents of my little box for the orphans since last summer, the sum being chiefly made up of odd pence and half pence, and occasionally silver, as we were able to give, or from relatives visiting us. It is wonderful how this little effort has prospered, I believe, by asking the Lord to bless it. What a large sum of money might be raised if all the orphans, as they leave the orphan houses, were to start a little box and ask God to bless it. I heard from Mr. W. that he had told you of my dear sister, also a former orphan, leaving for the Congo River Mission, Africa. You will be glad, dear sir, to know that they, that is, the missionary party, reached Sierra Leone safely and were all well at that time. Dear Mary was very happy, feeling deeply how great is her privilege on carrying the glorious gospel message to the dear heathen. We little thought how the Lord was leading us when He took our parents and then sent us to the dear orphan house, where we continually heard of His great love and were constrained to give Him our hearts and lives. I bless and thank Him for all the way in which we were led. Though at times it seemed dark enough, I pray that He will prepare me and open up the way that I too may go out to Africa as a missionary in His own good time. June 14th, from one under the edge, 100 pounds, with 25 pounds for myself. July 5th, legacy of the late Mrs. M., 200 pounds. August 1st, from a Bristol donor, 75 pounds for the orphan girls and 50 pounds for the orphan boys. August the 11th, from Yorkshire, £200. August 13th. Today, a Christian brother from the United States of America called on me and stated that he had been greatly blessed spiritually through my publications. Also, that having obtained possession of some property through the death of his sister, he had come from America to know me personally, to see the orphan houses himself, and to hand over the whole of the legacy from his sister to the institution. He subsequently paid me £694 and stayed about 10 days in Bristol. See, esteemed reader, how God works for those who trust in him. August the 14th, from Wotton Under the Edge, £200, from a Christian gentleman on whose heart the Lord had especially laid this institution of late years. August 18th, from G. Preston, £146, 17 shillings, 6 dimes. September 1st, from a gentleman at Hanham, £80, 14 shillings, 11 dimes. Received 10 shillings, 6 dimes with the following letter. Dear Mr. Mueller, I received your report on Saturday, for which I return my sincere thanks, and must acknowledge that the reading of your reports and the two volumes of the Lord's dealings with you, which you presented to my dear wife when she was leaving the orphan houses in her 17th year, has done my soul more real good than anything I ever read except the Book of Books. I hold the position of lay preacher and leader of a class consisting of 40 members in a little mining district in the Methodist Free Church Connection. Had not the Lord strengthened my faith through the reading of your works, I feel sure that neither I nor yet the class under my care would be in the healthy spiritual condition which we enjoy today. I just mentioned this to show that your work and publications are accomplishing all that you intended, and very much more. It truly is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. I am still hoping that you may see your way clear to have a missionary tour through England, should your years and health permit. For there are many orphans in this district who have little families now growing up around them, whose hearts would rejoice greatly could they but once more see their kind benefactor. And not theirs only, but their children also. I enclose post office order for 10 shillings for the orphans and 6 dimes for the report. September 16th, from the neighborhood of Tensby, £50. September 19th, from Yorkshire, £100. A former orphan in the civil service. October 9th, received £1 from one of the former Christian orphans with the following letter. Dear and honored sir, please accept the enclosed on behalf of the orphans. I have now been away from home for over 19 years and can testify to God's exceeding mercy and kindness to me. The enclosed handbills will show how I am able to employ my evenings, and although I did not learn shorthand at the orphan houses, yet I received a thoroughly sound education which helped me on and gave me the desire to learn shorthand. I have at my different classes nearly 100 pupils. Then, too, as you may already know, I was able successfully to pass the open competitive examination for the civil service 11 years ago, and am now receiving £200 per annum, raising gradually to £350. I feel, therefore, I have special mercies, for which I thank God, and lately for a goodly measure of health and strength through all these years. Your obedient servant and old orphan. October the 11th, received £1,098, 19 shillings, 11 dimes, as the legacy of the late J.G. Esquire. This legacy has been in Chancery since 1869. Continually I prayed about this legacy also, and at last, after faith and patience has been long exercised and much prayer has been offered to the Lord, this legacy too was brought out of the court, and thus 20 legacies at least I have been enabled to pray out of Chancery within the last 45 years. I relate this for the encouragement of Christian friends. November 6th, from a Christian in business who gives, as the Lord prospers him, £97, 15 shillings, 8 dimes. November 8th, legacy of the late Mrs. F.S.S., £100. December 1st, legacy of the late Mrs. C., after having been 3 years in Chancery, £329, 11 shillings, 4 dimes. Here is another legacy, a third during this year, which I had prayed out of Chancery, received from the neighborhood of London, £100, with the following letter. My dear Mr. Mueller, I have much pleasure in handing you the enclosed £100 from my dear wife in aid of your great and good work. She had intended leaving this amount in her will, but on consideration, she is led to think that it is more in accordance with the Lord's mind that she give it in her lifetime. She is thus her own executrix, and in every way I quite feel with her that it is the better course. With our Christian love and begging your prayers, I remain yours in the Lord. December 22nd, from near London, 190 pounds with 10 pounds for myself. December 30th, from Westmoreland, 100 pounds. 1885, January 1st, from London, 25 pounds. From Manchester, 20 pounds. January 6th, from a hotel proprietor, 10 shillings, being 1 penny per night for each visitor occupying a bed during the past quarter. January 27th, received 3 pounds, 15 shillings with the following letter. Dear Sir, it has pleased God to spare me to reach the age of 75 years in better health than I have been for several years at this season. This is a cause of very great thankfulness, and I now send you a check for 3 pounds, 15 shillings, being a shilling for every year of the number I have obtained. I esteem it a great privilege to be able to send you the enclosed to help some of your little ones, and that you may train them in the fear and love of Him whom to know is life eternal. January the 28th, legacy of the late F.R. Esquire, 1,000 pounds. This gentleman I never saw. January 31st, from Maidstone, 73 pounds, 5 shillings. February 3rd, received 35 pounds, instead of paying the same to underwriters for insurance of a steamer. March 12th, from a Bristol donor, 90 pounds for the support of orphan girls and 35 pounds for the support of orphan boys. April 25th, from the neighborhood of Manchester, 100 pounds. April 30th, from Wotton Under the Edge, 100 pounds. A former orphan becomes manager of a branch post office. May 15th, received the following letter from one of the former orphans. Dear Mr. Mueller, it is now nearly 10 years since I left your fatherly care. I was 9 years an inmate of your home, and most sincerely thank you for the excellent education I received while under your care, which has enabled me to fill a very important and responsible situation. I have gradually risen from one stage to another, and am now managing entirely a branch post office. I thought you were to be pleased to hear of my success in life. Will you please accept my warmest thanks for your past fatherly care? Believe me, yours faithfully. May 23rd, from a Bristol donor, 100 pounds. May 26th, this last day of our financial year, a number of donations came in, amounting altogether to 82 pounds. In the course of the last year, 14,647 pounds, 4 dimes, came in by way of legacies, a greater amount than we have ever had during any similar period. If donors desire that legacies left by them to the institution should really be received by us, they must kindly have the legacy inserted in the will minutely, according to the form which will be found on the last page of the reports. The expenditure for the orphans from May 26, 1884 to May 26, 1885 was 26,925 pounds, 8 shillings, 10 and 3/4 dimes. End of chapter 16, having been read by Peter John Parisis, also known as Brian Dean. None of my audios are copyrighted. Please feel free to make as many copies as you desire to the glory of God.